Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to our second hour. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, for anybody that's just joining us that hasn't been all the way through the 6 o'clock show with us, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We are so grateful that you have tuned in. We're here every Saturday. And of course, we're everywhere. We have been involved in so many nonprofits. I'm so excited to be a part of all the things that are going on and to be asked to, help out with all these great things to bring them awareness. I always call our show like school on air. I learn every day, I tell you, and we have the best guests. It's so good. With that, I want to introduce, and of course, everybody knows her, Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Welcome, and thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you, Kim. It's wonderful being here.
Yeah, and of course, you are an empowerment coach for anybody that hasn't already listened to you or heard some of your amazing things. And of course, it's all about start again, not over.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, why back all the way up, right? Start again, not over.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
So, again, we're going to talk a little bit about that. What are we going to be talking about today?
So today we're going to have kind of part two of how to build confidence.
So important.
Yes.
How to step out and really own your own power.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that.
True empowerment is having that confidence that you can do things.
I love it. All right. Well, what we always do is start our show with something uplifting. And of course, today is the love in our family flows strong and deep, leaving us memories to treasure and keep. And, it is. We all, I tell you, this was 2 years I lost my mom, and I just have to go on with all the memories that my mom had given me and our family. And life is, we're just passing by, it's just a journey. We're all on a journey. And how do we make the best of what's going on? And, my husband is the best because he always reminds me, don't worry, just strut, you can get through this. You can, because things come up and I'm like, oh gosh, not now,
Right.
And so it's interesting. So I'm grateful for all of our memories and treasures and everything that we have to keep in our hearts. So
yes,
that's kind of what we're gonna start our show with. For anybody that's just tuning in, I wanna make sure that that we have a podcast. You can listen to all of our shows after the show, and of course they're your own personal. You can tune in anytime and hear all of our shows right there. And of course, that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. You can also go to our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. All of our shows are there. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those other places. Plus, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and everybody, all my sponsors, all my events are in there, and we want to share them with you. And so we are so excited. When you call in, just make sure that you give us your email, and we will add you to that list. And of course, that's more chances to win. We also had a ton of winners this last week and last couple weeks to the Globetrotters and also to Rubicon. And then to the zoo. So we got lots of stuff happening. And of course, we have more today to give out. Tom, you want to talk about some of those?
There's some great ones. First of all, let's do the 21st annual Race for the Cure. And that's with Susan G. Coleman. Everyone knows somebody who's been affected by cancer. Right. Every single person, no matter what.
Unfortunately, it's getting more. It's getting closer. And it's just, my heart goes out to those people.
More and more.
Definitely have to take care, lend support, and also raise money. That's a big, big part of all of this to help battle cancer. Now, on another battlefront here that is more in your yard, and that is the battle against the lack of water in the community. But this isn't on a negative. This is a very, very positive.
That's
right. A lot of people look at water like, oh, you're not allowed to use water, so you're going to get in trouble. This is how to use water properly, efficiently, so you save money and your house still is beautiful. The Ventura Water Gardening classes are available, and they're pretty fantastic. We have one coming up for this weekend. It's going to be on the 24th. The Benefits of Permeable Surfaces. That's right. So the water can get down into the earth.
That's
so
right.
So everybody's not just cementing the planet.
So it doesn't just water that sits at the top. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, you got to get it to penetrate the ground. That's how nature wanted it, and that's what they're going to help you do. March Mulch Madness coming up. Smart Controller Workshop to help your sprinklers work properly. Native plants. It goes on and on. This is a great program, and it's gardening classes that are put up on the City of Ventura's Gardening Series for 2018, a good go.
There you go. All right. And definitely check out their website. They've got everything happening. And, of course, they're in my newsletter, so definitely good stuff there. A couple more things I want to share with you. March for Babies is coming up. And, of course, that is happening March 24th. It happens to be my family, my daughter and her husband, and my grandsons were born at 29 and a half weeks. And they are the Ambassador family. I will be emceeing there, and that's over at Cal Lutheran University. It's a 3-mile walk, and we would love to have you support us. Also, I have an event coming up for that to raise money for that, and it's a donation of $30. And I'd love if any of my listeners would like to be a part of it, please call me and say, I want to be a part of your event to raise money. And I will let you know where that is and give you an invitation to that. Again, that is March 11th, and the walk is March 24th. So definitely, we'd love to share that with you. And it's a $30 gift certificate, a donation for that. Another thing we've got is the Blue and the Gray. That is March 17th and March 18th. And that is a Gettysburg reenactment. And that is Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 3. Of course, they still have the early bird pricing, and that is over in Moore Park, and that's moreparkcivilwar.com. We've got some tickets that we're going to give away here. And also, but if you don't get them here, go to their website and use the code CW2018. CW2018. That is all the way till February 28th, and you'll get 36% off. That's huge. So, again, we'd love to share that with everyone. Also, I have a Tristology just joined our team here, and I'm really excited to share what she's got at her store. And I have a $50 gift certificate to Central Products and to Passionate Play. And so I would love to share that. She's located on 434 Main Street in Ventura, or you can always call her at 888-801-8952. So we'd love to give that away. Also, the other thing we're giving away is Champagne on Main, and that is a spring street fair. And, of course, sampling champagne. So we've got that. And then some Urban Cafe gift certificates. And also Lure Fish Oyster Bar, Lure Fish House Oyster Bar. We've got tickets or gift certificates for that. We got lots of stuff, I'm telling you. And, again, we are so excited to be a part of all these things that are going on. I do want to introduce our first guest, Polly Roberts. And, of course, she is with the 21st Annual Race for the Cure. We're going to be talking with her. And then I have Brittany talking about PawWorks. I am on the board of that. And that is their third annual Ties and Tails Gala. So we're going to talk with her. And, of course, joining me for the whole hour is Dr. Leticia Jimenez. And we're going to be talking a little bit about really walking into your own powers, being confident in everything that you do, and really just going, I know I can handle this. I know I can do this, and I'm going to do my best. So with that, let's bring our first guest on, Polly Roberts. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here. And I know we've got the race coming up. And, gosh, good stuff. Talk to us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, thank you. So I really appreciate coming on your show and being able to talk about metastatic breast cancer, which is what I am a patient of, is stage 4 metastatic breast cancer since almost 8 years now.
Wow.
I've been living with this chronic condition. I was diagnosed on April 1st, 2010, and it was not an April Fool's joke, with not only breast cancer, but breast cancer that had spread to my liver. So metastatic means that breast cancer moves from the breast through the lymph nodes or the bloodstream to either the bones or other vital organs. And it becomes a lifelong condition, like a chronic condition that you have to live with. So that day in April, almost 8 years ago, was truly a turning point. Our world was turned upside down. We have children. My husband and I were just, you know, beset with fear and uncertainty and really had no idea what would happen. And yet here we are.
Thank the Lord. Yeah, that's great.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just so grateful for not only the support and love that we have received from such a wide circle of friends and family and loved ones, but also the medical care that we have received from our doctor and our cancer chaplain and our larger care teams who have brought so much knowledge to us about not only the up-and-coming and most cutting-edge medical treatment options, but also integrative practices, you know, yoga, mindfulness, acupuncture. I don't do all of those things, but these are things that are good options.
Right.
And I'm going to talk a little more about that when we talk about the race, because there's something very special that we are doing there this year that is going to make this race different from anyone prior.
I love it. Okay. So let's talk about the race. And of course, that is March 10th, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
It's on Saturday, March 10th from 7 a.m. to 12 noon at Dodger Stadium, like it always is.
Right.
But the thing that's going to really make this race different is that we're bringing together patients on all stages of the breast cancer spectrum, from early stage to advanced metastatic. And we're hoping that what we can do is to, through the celebration of life, which is the march,
mm-hmm.
we're telling people that not only are we here for early stage survivors, but we're also bringing together late stage thrivers and joining together with a common goal that we're all part of this larger family, that we all have the same hopes, which are to end breast cancer forever and to be here for our loved ones. And so there are a lot of ways that we're doing this. One is that we're telling metastatic stage 4 cancer patients to please come. maybe in the past they haven't always felt so welcome because of the emphasis on early stage, but this time we're really at Komen LA County bringing forward the emphasis that Komen LA affiliate has been placing on the full spectrum and the degree to which we need to know and understand late stage as well, because approximately 30% of early stage cancers can become late stage.
Right. Now, Polly, is that because maybe they're not feeling up to it and they can't make it, or why have they not came in the past?
I think it's mostly just that the emphasis has been on the cure and on pink. And what we're telling advanced cancer patients is you don't have to wear pink. We're going to have purple T-shirts for thrivers and pink T-shirts for early stage patients, and you will go home with a T-shirt. You don't have to fundraise. You don't have to even race or walk or even register.
Okay.
All you do is RSVP, and we're going to welcome you, and there's going to be, in addition to the traditional survivor's tent, which will be there as usual, adjacent to it will be a new pavilion called Understanding Metastatic Breast Cancer.
Mm.
And in that pavilion, we're going to have an array of activities that range from researchers. We're having four eminent researchers from USC and UC Irvine who will be very informally presenting some of the truly most cutting-edge research that's going on with metastatic breast cancer. We'll also have massage and nail painting and eyelashes. We'll have all kinds of
I called out
activities.
My look good, feel good right there, you know?
You know, we want people to come and just feel welcome and mingle and share. And also, the two pavilions are interconnected, so people will be going back and forth.
Right.
And they'll be able to, you know, share with one another and really come together. But what you're going to find that's truly groundbreaking is in the pavilion for Understanding Metastatic Breast Cancer, there's going to be an art display. And one of the things that we've been doing at Komen LA Affiliate, which has really been through the wonderful work of Sharon Schlesinger, who has really spearheaded a lot of our activities and annual conferences for the past 5.5 years, and also through the curating of Linda Johnson, we are having an art display of works by over 24 metastatic patients who have found that art making can be such a wonderful outlet.
So soothing, very cool.
So soothing,
wow.
Such a great therapy. And the Black Women for Wellness will also be doing a demonstration of journaling.
Wow.
And how journaling can also provide an outlet and can relieve anxiety.
I believe that too, don't you, Dr.?
Yes, yes. I was going to say that's absolutely fabulous, because journaling and art, you know, whether it's in painting or drawing or sculpting or anything like that, can be very, very soothing, very comforting. And also, it's a form of meditation.
Absolutely.
And for a lot of people, it's a very spiritual act as well, that makes them really go inside themselves and see a higher power and have more confidence in themselves and belief in that, you know, it is possible to heal and the power that they have to heal.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Polly, so again, what time does it start? Susan G. Komen is what we're talking about. And, of course, March 10th over at the Dodger Stadium.
March 10th, Dodger Stadium. We're going to make parking really easy for metastatic patients. All you have to do if you are a metastatic patient is go to mbc@komenlacounty.org, and you will send an email to that address, mbc for metastatic breast cancer, at komenlacounty.org, and you will get a response with all the information that you would need to, you know, for people to know that you're going to be coming. There will be a T-shirt ready for you. There will be a parking space in very close proximity. There will be really comfortable seating and a brunch and, you know,
very good. Well, I can't wait. And I thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show.
We're so excited. Please come and join us. I'll be there in the pavilion. And
you
I'd
got
love
it.
To say hello to everybody.
All right, perfect. And keep up your hard work.
Thank you so much.
We're sending love to you and everyone there that's suffering through this.
Kim, we really appreciate your support.
You got it. All right.
And thank you for having me on
your
show.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about PawWorks. And, of course, they've got their third annual Ties and Tails Gala. And, again, we're so excited to share that with you. I'd love to give away some how about a gift certificate to Lure Fish House and Oyster Bar. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I've got Anna Griffin here and Brittany
Viscara,
and they are from PawWorks. And of course, I love it. Happiest Tales on Earth, right? But not only that, I am actually a part of this. I'm on the board, and Chad's been in here many times helping me co-host and working with me. And this nonprofit has done an amazing job, and so they've got one of their biggest and best. I always say each one is their best, right? Because everyone is good. But this is one of their big nonprofits coming up, and it's Ties Tails Gala, and of course that's happening on Four Seasons, and that is again on March 10th.
That's correct. March 10th at the Four Seasons Westlake Village.
Yeah. And so I'm so excited to share with everybody. And one I want to start off with, since they're all probably getting their pens and papers out, where do they get tickets?
Okay. So they can either go to pawworks.org or tiesandtails.org.
Okay.
Either way, they can go to our main website or they can go to the event page. So pawworks.org or tiesandtails.org.
Okay, perfect. And Anna, tell us a little bit about PawWorks and what you guys do and what you guys do, and then what we're going to find at the event.
All
right. So PawWorks, we've been a 501c3 nonprofit animal rescue and adoption center since 2014. We began January 17th with a goal of making Ventura County no-kill. We succeeded in doing so within 1 month of opening, and we've expanded then, and we now pull from all over California's high-kill shelters and pounds, and we've rescued over 3,400 animals from being euthanized in the last 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. That is one of the reasons I wanted to be a part of this. I mean, they are just blowing people away.
Yeah,
and
we're killing it.
You know, yeah. No pun intended, right? I love it. I love it. All right. So, one, how do people get involved and how do they help besides going to an event? These events are like win-win, first of all, okay? Mm-hmm. When you go there, donate money and get to have a party of your own, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. So if you want to get involved and you can't necessarily come to the gala, which I completely think you should do, make it happen. I mean, it's really, really fun. You get to meet our staff, the people who make it happen every single day, but you also will get to meet some of our adoptable animals because we do bring them in to give people a face of who they're contributing towards. But if you want to get involved, you can just as easily as volunteer at our adoption centers, potentially our facility, which is up and coming. You can also donate goodies for the dogs, blankets, collars, leashes, harnesses, or, you know, just financial donations to help us further our reach. Or you can foster or adopt. I mean, welcome one of these animals into your home.
Or if you are clearing out your home.
Yes.
Okay. When my mom passed away, there were so many things I just, you know, had to donate, and I donated it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is money, too. So
absolutely.
There are so many ways that you could help. And I know I've talked to a lot of my listeners that, you know, are trying to scale down their homes. And this is a great thing. If you're passionate about animals like I am, I'm telling you, this is a great way to do it. So I'm excited to be a part of it. Anna, talk to us about what we're going to find at Ty's Tales Gala.
Okay, so it's James Paul 007,
okay.
And it's themed around, obviously, James Bond.
Right.
So we're going to have a great night of casino. We've got silent and live auctions.
Mm-hmm.
We've got live music, DJ dancing, three-course vegan gluten-free meal.
Mm-hmm.
But the exciting thing about this is actually hosted by two of our celebrity ambassadors. So that's Kaylee Cuoco and Brad Goreski,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be emceeing the night. And then one of our dear friends, Catherine McPhee, is going to be coming and doing a special performance during dinner. So you'll be serenaded by Catherine during this fabulous dinner, and then after go play, do some casino, dance, just have a really, really good time. It's going to be a really, really epic event.
How fun is that? Okay, and so again, we get tickets at pawworks.org. Or tiesandtails.org.
Org.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
And it's Tails, T-I-E-S, A-N-D, and then T-A-I-L-S.
Right, okay.
As
so,
in wagon.
Yeah, but we have this in our newsletter, and so if you are, you know, wondering, okay, how do I get tickets? When you get your newsletter, just download that, and we'll have a link right to it. So
perfect, thank you. And also, they can follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So it's another way to keep up to speed with what we're doing, and then also to be led to buy tickets
right,
in case you
right.
miss this information now. So it's PawWorks on Instagram and PawWorks on Facebook.
Right. And I also want to mention if you are knowing somebody that wants a new best friend, or if you are knowing that you want a new best friend, how do they get, you know, same thing?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram and you'll see all of our incredible animals. And I have three. I had two before I went to work for PawWorks, and they inspired me to go bug our executive director, Chad Atkins, for a position because the animals that come through our system are so phenomenal. So I can hand on heart say your new best friend is waiting right there for you. And cats as well as dogs, too. It's not just dogs.
Right, right.
We actually have a really great program called Sleepover Sunday. I'm going to throw this back to Brittany because she can talk more to how they can actually connect with one of our animals.
Okay, perfect.
If you're looking to adopt, but a lot of people get a little bit apprehensive where they want to know a little bit more about the animal rather than just sitting on a couch for an hour or two.
If they connect with them
exactly,
or whatever, yeah.
Because I know for me, I have six animals.
So do I.
At home.
I do too.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, you just never know what their personality is going to kind of develop once they're home. So we have a program. If the animal you're interested in adopting is still available by this coming Sunday, you can take them home from Sunday afternoon till Tuesday morning or so and see how they develop over the course of the quote-unquote weekend.
Right.
You learn a lot, and it's beneficial even if it doesn't work out, because we could learn a lot more about this animal that we didn't know before, but you can also learn more and fall in love. Mm. You come back in and adopt, you share the information, if not, and we're one step closer to finding their home.
I love that. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's such a wonderful thing, because then whether you fall in love with the animal and the animal falls in love with you or not, you win either way, because mm-hmm. then you know, it's like, okay, maybe I'm not just an animal. Maybe I'm not an animal person, or maybe I really am and I just love this.
Yeah. Right. And or that's maybe fabulous. This is a little too wild for me, mm-hmm. or she just doesn't even do anything and I want a walker, yeah. you know. So yes. you kind of match up and have a chance. What a perfect opportunity.
It's really great. I've had a lot of feedback, whether if it doesn't work, that either A, they weren't ready yet.
Right.
B, this wasn't the kind of dog they thought they were ready for. And exactly. then we can better match them with somebody that we think would be a better fit. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's wonderful. That's our goal. So, yeah, it's a good program. Very innovative program we've been working with.
Yeah. Matchmaking.
Yeah.
With your dogs, right? I love it. I mean, you might not get the right, get the right mate. So, I love it. Again, this is going to be at the Four Seasons in Westlake, one of my favorite places to hang out. And again, March 10th. This is happening. Get your tickets. I'd love to see my listeners there and be a part of what I am inspired in. I just think it's such a great cause. So again, definitely, that is 007 Ties and Tails Gala, and of course James Paw. I love the way he always finds something, you know. So anyways, lots of fun. Look, if you, either check out their website or check out our newsletter and find them in there. So again, thank you ladies so much for being
thank
a part
you.
Of our show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, you got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. We're going to be talking about walking into your power. And it's so funny. I always think I write for magazines, and this is about what my column's about. So I hope that you pick up a Caneo Valley Lifestyle. I am the last page. I am like the parting, your parting thoughts. I'm always about your parting thoughts, so you remember who we are. But it's about coming into your power and being the best you. And sometimes the best you could only be in business, but I'm talking about the best you from top to bottom. So with that, we're going to talk with Dr. Jimenez. So stay with us. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some tickets to The Blue and The Gray. That's happening March 17th and 18th right here in Moore Park. And again, if you don't win tickets here, get their early bird special. And that is the promo code CW2018. And you can get 36% off. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? One in eight women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. We're having fun in here. We always have fun in here. I love if I just want to mention if anybody has a business or an event happening out here in Ventura County, actually anywhere, we would love to share it here on the Kim Pagano Show. So call us at 805-419-0008. We'd love to share what your story, what your passion is, and about your business. So definitely call us, and we'd love to give you a great price on something that we can do. All right. Well, we've got Dr. Jimenez in the studio, and thank you, ladies, for being here. Talk to us about really confidence and walking into our powers.
Yes, absolutely. And I think earlier you said, you know, your article and so forth is about, you know, being the best you.
Yeah.
From the top down. Empowerment is all about being the best you from the inside out.
I love it.
From the inside out.
Well, yes. You know what? So many people, we spend a lot of time on making sure our cars are clean, making sure our makeup's perfect, you know,
right.
Our clothes. And sometimes we're sad inside.
Exactly.
You
yes.
know,
yes.
Or, you know, our house is nice and clean, but there's not happiness in there.
But there is no happiness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do we get that?
Yes. Well, that's really important. And that's the number one question in reality, because everything can be perfect outside, but if you are not happy inside, if your happiness is not there, then, you know, really everything else can be just blah. You know?
Right.
I mean, you can be in a vacation in the Caribbean or, you know, whatever it may be, and yet, you know, just be gloomy inside and not be able to enjoy the moment and not be able to see the beauty around you. And so it's really about paying that attention to what's inside and taking, you know, making the intention to improve that inside. First of all, make the decision to do it.
Right.
Happiness is a choice. And a lot of people don't realize that it is our choice. It's our choice to be happy or not to be happy. It's our choice whether, you know, we see the positive or we see the negative, whatever we focus on. You know, Tony Robbins talks about where focus goes, energy flows.
Mm.
And I just love that. It just really resonated with me and what I do.
I totally agree with you, because if you concentrate all the things that are going wrong in your life, guess
yes.
where you're going.
Exactly.
If you concentrate on, you know, so you get a phone call and you didn't get the job that you were hoping for, know that there's a reason that, and something else
Absolutely.
Is going to come along that's going to be better.
Yes.
And it's hard because you were like, I just really wanted that job, you know, but it wasn't meant for you.
It wasn't.
And we have
right.
to
because
trust
there's something better.
The system, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Trust in yourself and trust in the universe, right?
Yeah.
Trust that there are, you know, everything is coming together for the best possible scenario. And sometimes, you know, our minds are very, very narrow-minded. We're really narrow-minded. And if we focus on a job and say, okay, this is what I want to do, and I work towards it, and it doesn't happen for whatever reason, then there's a reason for that.
Right.
And so we need to trust that there is a reason, that there is a why that this didn't happen, and it's because there's something better along the way.
I totally
agree. Or because
agree.
Something is going to happen that we couldn't even imagine in the past. And if we really look at it, you know, we earlier with your previous speaker, we were talking about journaling and art and so forth, right? It's really important to keep like a journal of all the wonderful things that happen to us, because it's easy to remember all the negative,
correct?
Right? But how many times do we remember the positive? You know, it really takes some time. We have to reprogram ourselves, and really, it's absolutely possible.
Well, what I think, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think so many times we set goals, which is great, right? And we work towards our goals, and we get our goal, And then we're like, we don't even take time to enjoy our goal.
Right.
We're already on like, okay, almost like a checklist.
Yes.
And so why not sit in it and go, oh, okay, I did a really good job
savor
with this.
It.
Savor it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then go, okay, we need to spread our goals and our you know, accomplishments out a little bit.
Yes. And
really, I need to do that because I'm always like, okay, next, you know, and if I have a little lull in an event or something, I'm like really fast to stick something else in there because right. I don't have anything to look forward. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, I've got extra time. I could take on a couple more, you know?
Yes, yes. And it's good to, you know, to be looking out for something, you know, for more. I mean,
right.
it's part of our
right.
nature to
right.
grow, to become, you know, to just really become our better, you know, version of ourselves.
Right.
And so that's, it's normal to do that. And at the same time, in order for us to do that, in order for us to be able to really start again and not keep going back, you know, over and over again and keep making the same mistakes, it's to really evaluate. And part of the evaluation is a celebration. It's a celebration and an evaluation of this is what happened. This is what worked. This is what didn't work. This is what I liked about it. This is what I want to continue, you know, doing. This is what I want to continue happening.
That's
or
great.
This is something that I want to avoid and I want to stay away from.
Right. That didn't work out exactly how I thought it was. So right. I'm going to actually keep that, you know, I'm not going to redo that again.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I loved what they were talking about earlier with the pause works, because, you know, when you actually try something out and you say, well, I think I want a puppy, or I think I want a kitten, but I'm not really sure about that. You know, you try it out, you do it,
and you know,
and then you see if it does or not.
Right. And I honestly, when people are looking for, you know, there's so many amazing rotaries, Chamber of Commerce, BNI, there's so many amazing business opportunities for our, you know, for people in this world, in our community even. And a lot of people are nervous to try something because they think they're going to be stuck in it. But what if you thought of it as trying on shoes? You try on all these opportunities and you see if it works
yes.
for you. Does it feel like it? Does it feel like it's a fit for you?
Right.
Instead of feeling so, you know, nervous that it's not going to work out.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, when we do research on, we've done lots of research on people that are at the end of their life, and their greatest regret is actually not dying. Their greatest regret is not having done more.
Wow.
That is their greatest regret. Their greatest regret is not having tried things that they wanted to do.
Wow.
And so when you look at that, let's learn from them, and let's not wait until we have a tragedy, until we end up, you know, with stage 4 cancer or whatever it may be. You know, just we have the opportunity to now, wherever it is that we are in the stage of our life, we have the opportunity to say, you know, what is it that I want? What is it that I want from life? You know, and just be that authentic self, you know, be authentic to ourselves. Stop running a race that's not ours and live somebody else's life.
You must have read my column. I wrote that. But that is so true is, you know, there's times where you're trying to keep up with somebody else and you missed your opportunity because it wasn't your opportunity. It was theirs.
Right.
And so if you could stay in your own race. For yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The race of life.
Right, right.
The race of your own journey.
Yes.
Is what it's all about.
And it's about really just living that, you know, what you really want from life. And, I mean, we can see it as a race and just see it as just a fabulous experience.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, when we see it as a fabulous experience, then no matter what happens, it's something that I want to do. It's something that I want to try. And we are looking at our intentions, right? This is something that I want to do. I make the decision to do it, and then just go out and do it.
Right.
You know, just go out and try it. I mean, it's really important in terms of confidence, and we're talking about confidence. This is all about confidence building. And the first thing that we need to do is just be authentic to ourselves. What is it that we really, really want to do?
Now, okay, and you I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. What exactly do you do so our listeners could get involved and call you so that they can get better at living life?
Yes. Well, I am an empowerment coach. I'm a psychologist. And in the Start Again, Not Over is all about empowerment. And what I'd like to do is work with, you know, just people who are going through transitions in life, whatever it may be, and somebody that wants a better life, that knows that there's something that it's out there, that they're may not be exactly sure what it is, or may be struggling with a decision or what, you know, where to go, just, you know, get some guidance and some, you know, some coaching. So I do empowerment coaching, and people can contact me at startagainnotover.com.
Okay, and if I was going to start with you, mm-hmm. okay, and what would be your first step to work with me?
The first step is, of course, I want to know who you are.
I don't know who I am?
Well, that's the first step. What is it that you want? I mean, we're here, you're listening to this. There are no coincidences, right? The people here listening to your show at this moment in time or later on in the podcast, they're listening to it for a reason. And so if this resonates with you and this is something that, you know what, yeah, I think I do want a little bit of help in this, then listen to that voice, you know, listen to that authentic self, and then make the intention to do something about it and reach out.
So if first our listeners are going, wow, this sounds like something I really want to use and I want to call you up, but I'm not sure, you know, because usually when you're at this place in your life, you're a little lost,
mm-hmm.
or you don't have a definite, you know,
direction,
thank mm-hmm. you. And so how, you know, I mean, you sit there and you talk to them. Is it good to, we talked about writing, it talked about meditating,
mm-hmm.
Really sitting quiet with yourself, you can really learn a lot.
Yes, and in that you do learn a lot. The important thing is, though, that in terms of meditation, that's the time where you actually listen and stay quiet and be with yourself and so forth. But the important, the thing that sometimes a lot of people miss is what you do after the meditation.
So what do you do after the meditation?
So after the meditation, you listen to the signs. You pay attention to the signs, right? And you take action. And Don Miguel Ruiz, and I think that, you know, one time he's told his son, you know, now it's time to meditate while walking. You know, while walking. Because you can have these wonderful experiences in a meditation and so forth, but if you don't take it from there and move forward, then what good is it, right? It doesn't help you in any way. So what I do is with people is to help them figure out what is it that they want from life, and what is the life that they would like to be living, and then we go from there. And what are some of the things that would get them, you know, would help them to get there, and really focus on their strengths, focus on their abilities, focus on what they have done already, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and also, you know, in terms of developing skills, what skills. There are different skills that are required depending on what people want to do. You know, if people want to go into acting, you know, they're going to need acting skills, right? If people want to go into business, you know, has to have their own business, they're going to need business skills and so forth. So it's all about that, building that, you know, empowerment, building that confidence so that they can be empowered to do and live the life that they want to live.
I love it. Kind of getting their platform for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what it's all
there
about. It's really having that direction. And you were talking earlier about people that are lost, you know, that are really not sure and everything. The main thing is that what we need to do is, if we stay in our heads and just we keep going round and around and around, how long have we been thinking the same way?
Yes.
Probably, you know, last year and the year before and the year before,
and
right?
You can relate to that, right? I can relate to that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody, you kind of think about it. You really want it. But you haven't done any action steps to do it.
But nothing happens. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the first thing they need to do is get out of your head.
Okay.
Get out of your head and take action.
We're going to take a really quick break, and let's get into the action steps.
Absolutely. Okay, fabulous. Cool.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give away a gift certificate, and that is to Tristology. And, of course, that is for your love and passion, enhance your relationships. And there's lots of stuff at Tristology that can help all of that. So again, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, to get your gift certificate. And if you don't win it here, please go and check them out at 434 Main Street in Ventura, or you can call them at 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. We're talking about Start Again, Not Over. And it really steps to self-empowerment, and that's what Dr. Jimenez is, an empowerment coach. You can reach her when she's not here on my radio show at 323-591-4481, or you can go to DrLeticiaJimenez.com. We were talking about action steps, and let's walk our listeners through some action steps.
Wonderful. So in terms of our action steps, the first thing, like we said, you know, kind of getting out of our heads, right? But paying attention to what we really want. What is it that we really want? What is it that makes us happy? That's the number one thing.
Okay.
You need to know what direction you're going to. The second thing is really make the intention to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want something different, you need to do something different.
Right.
So that's extremely important. If you've been doing it on your own and doesn't seem to be going anywhere, then maybe a little help might help.
Okay.
You know, I was just sharing with Kim really quickly that, you know, I made my number one priority number one, which is being healthy.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had a business coach. I had, you know, a life coach because I have those myself as well. And I didn't have a physical, health coach.
Right.
And I thought, okay, what's wrong with this picture, right? And so I went out and I got myself a health coach.
You're not alone.
Exactly.
A lot of people do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have, and that's absolutely true. You do not have to do things alone. Why go through things alone? And why reinvent the wheel when somebody can just help you and give you the map so you can get there faster?
Exactly.
Right? So what you want to do is also the next is just really trust yourself. You know, pay that attention to that, you know, that inner voice that's telling you that it's time to do something different.
Right.
It's time to move on. And really develop your skills. all about empowerment and confidence. It is about having the skills that you need to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that and building your skills, you visualize yourself. Visualize yourself being there, being in that, being that successful business person, being that successful author, that successful actor, whatever it may be. Visualize yourself. That's extremely important, because that really gives your mind and your spirit
an
that image direction,
of
that
what
image.
You want to
absolutely
be. Yeah,
and it makes it real. It right. makes it real. Then you need to schedule it. Schedule these, so if you say, I'm going to be taking acting classes, go make the call, take the action, do it now.
Right.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
Right.
Put it on your schedule, do it, set up the classes.
Right.
And then social experience. Social experience is extremely important. And that's why, coaching groups, doing different things with other people is extremely important, because most of the things that we want to do are with other people or for other people, right? And so it's extremely important to have that social experience.
Mm.
And if you don't have that, then we're just going round and round in our heads. And that social experience will give us that practice, that experience, and then also that confidence that I can, know how to talk to people and so forth. The more we do it, the better it is. Practice makes perfect, right?
Right.
Extremely important.
Dr. Jimenez, we are at the end of our show.
Yes.
This has been, I can't wait. I'm like writing my own list right here. How can my listeners find out more about you, and how do they get to do this with you?
So you can go onto my website, startagainnotover.com, and you can click on, request a free coaching session. So I give free coaching, 30-minute free coaching session. So you can, go there, click on that, and try it out, and go from there.
Give out your website one more time.
Startagainnotover, and sign up for my blog as well. So follow me on social media. Looking forward to it.
All right. And of course, she's in all of our newsletters, so definitely find it there. We are at the end of our show. What a great show. Some great people. I hope that you got some great stuff out of it. And of course, I'd love to hear your story. Call us so we can get you on here. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Worry does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. With that, you've been a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.